This is the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. I'm Kayla Celeste. If you're looking for a daily podcast to help you accomplish your dreams, you're in the right place. So let's take the daily steps toward success together. It's day 30 of the Expose Your Truth Challenge, and it's actually the last day. And today I really want to talk to you about enjoying the process. Now, we hear this a lot, right? Where we're like, okay, you need to enjoy the process. And we're kind of like, okay, sounds logical, right? But our brains love to trick us into thinking that, like, the future, like the result that we want, will be way better than where we're at right now. And a lot of times we can create this fantasy of like, oh, well, once this happens, then like all my problems are going to be gone, right? But then we get there and we're like, wait a second, I still have other problems. So what I want to tell you is you have access to the same amount of happiness now as you will then, because we always have access to the same amount of happiness. Now, what I mean by access is we're able to create our own happiness. And this is something that I spent a lot of time looking for. And I spent a lot of time trying to change everything so that I could be happy. So what that looked like is I was like, okay, well, once I get out of high school, then I'll be happy. Once I, you know, can work on my business full time, then I'll be happy. Once I have a successful business, then I'll be happy. Like, and I just kept changing things and I kept expecting that thing to make me happy. And it like was not working. So that's when I actually found coaching and how to actually create happiness, how to actually create fulfillment without having to change any external circumstances. And so that's what I mean by that. Like, we have the ability to create the same amount of happiness now as we will have in the future and as we've had in the past. So this is great news because you don't have to change anything except your mindset to actually be happy. And if you're like, please help me, because that's kind of where I was at. I was like, somebody please help me with this. If that's you, I can help you with this. All you got to do is go to successbykayla.com and book your free call. And when you book that free call, we can talk all about it. And I will tell you how to sign up for my coaching package and we can get started right away. So what I actually wanted to share with you today, though, is about enjoying the process. Now, the reason that this is so important is because you're going to spend time in the process. Like, you're going to spend like more time in the process creating. You're going to spend more time in the process of wanting. You're going to spend more time in the process of doing. Because what happens is when you get that result, you're just like, you're going to enjoy it, right? That's what I love to help my clients with, is actually spending time enjoying the result instead of immediately jumping into the next thing. But the truth is, you're going to jump into another goal. You're going to jump into another result. Like, you're going to keep progressing. So it's not like you get to a point where you don't have a goal, where you're not progressing, where you're not trying to improve. Like, you're always going to want to do something, create something next. So what happens is we're just in a constant cycle of the process, where we're just in the process of creating the next result. And that's really fun, because life would be kind of boring, right? If we weren't in the pursuit of growth. So what I actually want you to think about is how can you enjoy the process? Let's get really tangible about this. Like, how do you start to enjoy the process? Some questions that I really like to ask myself and journal about is, how can I make this more fun? What is fun about this specific task? And then I also like to think about, like, I'm probably still going to be doing this thing when I get the results. So let's say that you're wanting to work out because you want to be stronger or you want to lose weight, like whatever your reason is. Like, for me, I'm working out right now to be stronger. Now, I could sit there and I could like hate my workouts every day, right? I mean, I could do that and I could be like, well, I'm just going to get stronger. I'm going to get fitter. I'm going to get more toned. And then once I get there, life will somehow be better, right? Like, I could create that whole story. But when I get there, and life is pretty much still going to be the same, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I will be stronger, I will be healthier, I will be fit, but it won't be like I'm going to be happier, because I have, like I said, I have access to the same amount of happiness as I will then. So I want you to think about, when I'm to that point where I'm like stronger, toned, fitter, healthier, like when I'm to that point, I'm still going to be working out. just like you. You have a goal. Let's say that your goal is to make money in your business, but marketing your business kind of feels horrible. But you're like, oh, don't worry. Once I have a successful business, then it'll be great, right? But you're still going to be marketing your business when you have the result that you want. So I really like to think about that, because the truth is I'm going to be doing this thing for a while. So how can I make this the most fun? So for me with working out, I really like to do Pilates. So instead of trying to do a workout that I don't really like to do, I of course am doing Pilates. And I got an app where the videos are in the app and I can like track my progress, and there's a calendar and all the workouts are planned. And it's just really fun for me because I'm like, oh, I like to check off the days. I like to see what's coming up. I like to do the workouts because it's a workout that I actually like to do. Like, I have made the process of working out fun for me by doing things that I actually like. Same thing in marketing your business. Like, I market my business by talking into my microphone on my podcast. I like to do that. So it wouldn't make any sense for me to try to market my business in a way that I didn't enjoy. Or if you are trying to market your business, you can also like choose to enjoy it, right? So I really want you to think about that, because how can you make the process more fun? How can you make the process more enjoyable? And when you do that, getting the result is so much easier and so much more fun. Because here's the thing, if you're having so much fun, for instance, with the working out, right? I'm having so much fun working out every day. I'm having so much fun exercising. I'm having so much fun with that. And I'm like, I'm just going to be continuously doing this. So whether or not I notice the change in my body, whether or not I notice the change in my strength, like, I'm not focused on that because I'm having fun. If tomorrow I don't look any different, I'm not going to quit because it's something I enjoy doing. So I really want you to think about that, because it helps you stay consistent. It helps you show up and it helps you get the result, because you're focused on like what you're doing, how you're having fun, instead of focusing so much on that result.
Thank you for listening to the Daily Steps Towards Success podcast. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. After all, we're in this together, one step at a time.